Let's go to John in Massachusetts. Are you there, John?
Yes, sir.
And how old a man are you?
Well, Dr. Marshall, I'm 64 today.
Okay, today. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You had such an interesting program this past Saturday. I don't know if it's a week earlier or later, but what I heard Saturday talking about coffee enemas, what I need to ask, and it's so very important because of this coffee thing, and you mentioned Coffee Saturday, is this. Coffee Saturday was used in the context of it's toxic, it's caffeine, and we shouldn't drink it. We should drink green tea.
Yep.
But green tea also has caffeine in it. In fact, when I was a student, way long time ago in college, I would drink 9 tea bags of green tea, and it would keep me up all night and all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right, because the caffeine of a cup of green tea is about half that of a cup of coffee.
But it's still caffeine.
The thing to remember is that when we consume coffee orally, a lot of bad things happen, and we have way more caffeine. I'm not a caffeine fan. When I recommend green tea, I usually recommend you use our nano green tea, because you got the polyphenols of 20 cups of green tea, but you have the caffeine of less than 1 cup, and you have 0.0066 milligrams of fluoride. So all the bad guys are gone and all the good guys are present. That's what I would recommend there.
I needed to get the green tea straight up, because my brother has a prostate problem.
So you want to load him with the nano green tea, not commercial green tea.
And not only that, I don't know, when I say I don't know if you're aware, you're so above the nutritional experts today, I'm sure you don't read any of their literature, but now the literature is coming out, saying all of a sudden coffee with caffeine and all that other junk is good for the prostate gland. In fact, my wife brought home an article saying if you have coffee and almonds together, you have a package there of really helping the prostate gland. And I don't know how to argue against that to my brother, who's going to say they know more than you do.
Well, the deal is the deal is that coffee is great for you if it's taken rectally. But taken orally, it's a disaster.
Even for prostate?
Correct. And it needs to be properly prepared. So when you get the coffee enema instructions, it tells you how to prepare the coffee so you don't damage the coffee. And most of the time, the way coffee has been brewed and then it continually heated, it's extensively damaged. You don't want that.
Okay? And will the enemas help the prostate?
The enemas,
or is it supposed to be orally?
The enemas will help the entire body, but if there is an issue with prostate, you're much better off getting something that most closely matches the ideal cell resonance for healthy prostate, and that's going to be prostate complex. How much do you weigh, John?
I weigh 180 pounds, and I'm 5'8".
Okay, so you would need about 3 prostate complex per meal.
Okay.
And what I would do is I'd also be looking for any scars or traumas from the forehead to the pubic bone on the front of the body that might be reflexing, and you can erase those doing Medi body packs. And the next thing that I would do is make sure you can digest your food. That's the single most important thing. If you've been listening, you know that I believe we should be on pancreatic enzymes to take the load for the production of these enzymes off the pancreas, and we should be getting HCl support, hydrochloric acid support, like betaine hydrochloride. And so at your body size, 2 quantum digest per main meal, and the HCl would be about, you're 64, so it would be about 5 HCl and about 2 activator. And now you can send a little bit of this HCl back to the cell and help to provide the potential for remethylation or youthification of that cell instead of a constant loss of methyl groups. So,
okay.
And you have the order line numbers, so
yes,
they'll give you a hand. Good talking to you. Give me a buzz and let me know how you're doing after a month or so, okay?
Blessings on you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.